نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار وبعد الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتابه العزيز قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم Say, O my servants, those who have been excessive, those who have been extreme on their own souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely Allah forgives all sins. Surely Allah forgives all sins. And surely Allah, He is Al-Ghafoor and Ar-Rahim. He is the off-giving, off-forgiving, the most merciful. Extremely forgiving and extremely merciful. In this ayah, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah, among other things, explains to us that He forgives the sins. He forgives all sins, whether they are major or minor. No matter what color the sin may be, no matter what size the sin may be, how old or new it is, Allah subhanahu, He's Al-Ghafoor Rahim. And if the Muslim, the Abd, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfills the condition, Allah will forgive. This type of forgiveness is a unique forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique, as He says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, He Allah is unique. So His forgiveness is not like any type of forgiveness. And His mercy is not like any type of mercy. وَلَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like Him, and He is السَّمِيعُ and البصير. He is the hearer and He is the seer. This afternoon, inshallah, in these brief moments, and we hope to continue this on the next Jum'ah coming, we'd like to talk about the methodology or the road that we can use, the way, the method that we can utilize in gaining the atonement and the forgiveness of our sins. How we can gain the atonement, expiation, the effacing, the erasing of our sins. What is the methodology of erasing these sins? What can we do to remove these sins? Because all of us are sinners, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in an authentic hadith, that all of the children of Adam are khatta'un. كل بني آدم خطاؤون وخير الخطائين توابون. All of the children of Adam are sinners, and the best of sinners are those who repent. So we need to learn, brothers and sisters in Islam, how we can efface, how we can remove, how we can make atonement for the zunub, how we can get rid of these sins. When we talk about the erasing and the atonement of sins, according to the Ahlul Ilm, according to the people of knowledge, There are two types, two ways to remove the sin. One, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَتْبِعْ سَيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تُمْحُهَا. Follow up a bad deed with a good deed and it will wipe it out. Follow up a bad deed with a good deed and it will wipe it out. It will erase it. تُمْحُهَا. This is the first type of removing sins, the erasing of the sins, al-mahu. And the second is the tabdeel, is the exchange of one thing for another. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. For them, those individuals who do these things, Allah will exchange for their bad deeds good deeds. He will replace their bad deeds with good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafura ra'ina. He's the forgiving and He's the merciful. There are many ways, brothers and sisters, and we can have many khutbahs on this subject, but we would just like to cite just a few of these ways that we can atone for and erase our sins. The first and foremost, and Allah subhanahu alam, Allah the majestic, the most high above all creation knows best, is to accept Islam, alhamdulillah, which we've all done. If a kafir from among the kuffar, no matter how good they may seem and how righteous they may seem in the eyes of the people, if they want to have their sins erased, their tawbah is different from our tawbah. Their tawbah is to accept Islam. And there is no tawbah for them except this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Surely the deen with Allah is not Christianity, is not Judaism, is not Hinduism, it is Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلُ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks a deen other than Islam, it will never ever be accepted from him. And in the last days, he'll be of the losers. So, those individuals who are among the kuffar of this life, in order for their actions to be accepted, and in order for them to be forgiven, they have to accept Islam. As Allah says, قُلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِن يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Say to the kuffar, if they cease their past, if they cease what they did in the past, they will be forgiven. What does this mean? This means that they leave off their kufr. If they stop disbelieving, then Allah will forgive them. So, for the person who wants to have the forgiveness of Allah, that is still among the groups of the Ahl Kitab and the Mushrikun, they have to accept Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove their sins. And He will forgive them. Those individuals whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has graced among the Sahaba to accept Islam when the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam was alive, there's a clear record of this. عن عبد الرحمن بن شماسة المهري قال حضرنا عمرو بن العاص وهو في سياقة الموت فبكى طويلا وحول وجهه إلى الجدار فجعل ابنه يقول يا أبتاه أما بشرك رسول الله أما بشرك رسول الله بكذا. قال فأقبل بوجهه فقال إن أفضل ما نعد شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله إني قد كنت على أطباق ثلاث لقد رأيتني وما أحد أشد بغضا لرسول الله مني ولا أحب إلي أن أكون قد استمكنت منه فقتلته فلو مت على تلك الحال لكنت من أهل النار. فلما جعل الله الإسلام في قلبي أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت أبسط يمينك فلأبايعك فبسط يمينه قال قبضت يدي قال ما لك يا عمرو قلت أردت أن أشترط قال تشترط بماذا قلت أن يغفر لي On the authority of Ibn Shumasa al-Mahri that he says we went to Amr ibn al-Aas radiallahu anhum. He was about to die. He was on his deathbed. He wept for a long time and turned his face towards the wall. Said, did the Messenger of Allah not give you tidings of this? He said then, he turned his face towards the audience and said, the best thing which we can count upon is the testimony that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah, and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. For surely I have passed through three stages. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His glorious book, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقًا. You shall certainly travel from stage to stage. The first one, meaning the first stage, in which I found myself averse to none else more than I was averse to the Messenger of Allah, and there was no other desire stronger in my heart than the one that I should overpower him and kill him. Had I died in this state, I would have been definitely one of the people of the hellfire. Because if a kafir dies not accepting Islam, and this is the forgiveness and atonement of his sins, he will surely go to the hellfire. As the Prophet's example, when visiting the young Jewish boy who used to serve him, when he went to his house and invited him to Islam, while he was on his deathbed and his father standing at his side, the Prophet incited him to say, La ilaha illallah. And he turned and looked at his father for approval. And his father said, Ata' Abul Qasim. Obey Abul Qasim, the kunya, the nickname of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the boy said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله ثم مات. Then he died. And then the Messenger of Allah left the house saying, الحمد لله الذي أنجده بي من النار. Praise be to Allah who saved this boy because of me from the hellfire. So this is another proof that those individuals who do not accept Islam and do not make this statement, they will be in the hellfire. And those who do, Allah will forgive them of their sins. So he said, if I had died in this state, I would have been definitely one of the denizens of the fire. When Allah instilled the love of Islam in my heart, I came to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and I said, stretch out your hand. Stretch out your right hand, O Messenger of Allah, so that I may make bay'ah. I may make the pledge of allegiance to you. He stretched out his right hand, and I withdrew my hand. And he, the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, what has happened to you, O Amr? I replied, I intend to lay down some condition. He asked, what condition do you intend to put forward? I said, I should be granted forgiveness. That I should be granted forgiveness. He, the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, are you not aware of the fact that Islam wipes out all previous sin? Verily, Hijrah wipes out all previous sin. And surely Hajj wipes out all previous sin. And then he said, radiallahu anhu, no one was more dear to me than the Messenger of Allah, and none was more sublimer in my eyes than him. And I could never get up the courage to catch a full glimpse of his face due to its splendor. So if I'm asked to describe the features of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm not able to do it because I have not looked at him fully. Had I died in the state, I had no reason to hope that I would have ever been among the dwellers of the hell, of the paradise. I had every reason to hope that I would be among the people of paradise. Then we were responsible for certain things in the light of which I am unable to know what is in store for me. When I die, let neither female mourner nor fire accompany me. When you bury me, fill my grave well with earth, then stand around it for a time within which a camel is slaughtered and his meat is distributed, so that I may enjoin and may enjoy your intimacy, those individuals who stand around my grave, and ascertain what answer I can give to the rusul, to the messengers, meaning the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example of those things that will efface and atone for sins is ittiba'ur rasul, following the messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And we all know, brothers and sisters, that following the messenger of Allah is an incumbent act upon every male and female Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And believe in Allah and His Messenger, the unlettered one, whom believe in Allah and His Word, and follow Him so that perhaps you will gain success. We also know that upon us it is a duty to obey the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. And whoever obeys the Messenger has therefore obeyed Allah. And it is incumbent upon every single Muslim to obey the Messenger of Allah and obey those who are entrusted in authority from the Messenger of Allah among the ulama. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَتِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. All you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those entrusted from authority from among you. With all of this and other ayat and hadith, we gain the understanding that if we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and if we follow the Messenger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us of our sins simply for obeying and following the Prophet. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Prophet Muhammad is saying this from the book of Allah. He commands to say to all of us sitting here and all the Muslims until the day of resurrection, if you really love Allah, then follow me. And Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins. So in following the Prophet, just simply following him, with all the conditions of following him, if they are met, Allah subhanahu will forgive us of our sins. At-tawbah is a means of erasing sins, brothers and sisters. When we commit any sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. O you who believe, return to Allah with sincere, unadulterated repentance, and perhaps your Lord will atone for you your evil deeds. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in an authentic narration collected by Imam Ibn Majah and others, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, التائبُ من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. The person who repents from his sins is like the individual who didn't have any sins at all. Also following up those evil things with good things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Verily the good deeds remove the evil deeds. This is a reminder for the reminder. This is a reminder for those who remember. And when we look at the particular tafsir of this ayah, brothers and sisters, we find a very beautiful story that a man came to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, O Messenger of Allah, I kissed a woman. Is there anything wrong with kissing a woman? Of course, if she's not your mother, if she's not your sister, if she's not your wife, if she's not your daughter or your aunt, maternal and paternal, this is haram. And the Messenger of Allah answered him by reciting this verse, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Surely the good deeds remove the evil deeds. This is a reminder for the mind, for the mindful. Also spreading the salam, saying assalamu alaykum, is a means of forgiveness for sins. Just simply saying assalamu alaikum, you can be removed of your sins. And good speech is a means of removal of sins. And there's a hadith that is collected by in the Musnad of Al-Shihab that says the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Inna min mujibat al-maghfira badal as-salam wa husn al-kalam." Surely some of the causes of forgiveness is the spreading of the salam and good speech. Not bad speech, but good speech. Just speaking good can remove and atone sin. Another means of forgiveness of sins and atonement of sins and removal of sins is simply shaking the hand of your brother and sister in Islam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ma min muslimayn yaltaqiyani fayatasafahan illa ghufira lahuma qabla an yatafarraqa." There are no two Muslims that meet each other, then they shake hands, except that the both of them are forgiven of their sins before they leave each other. Simple. Just shake your brother's hand and hold it and keep holding it so that those sins can be removed. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam again said, "Inna al-mu'mina idha laqiya al-mu'min fasallama alayhi wa akhadha bi yadihi fasafaha tanatharat khatayahuma kama yatanatharu waraq ash-shajara akhrajahu al-Tabarani fi mu'jam al-awsat bi sanadin jayyid." Surely the believer, when he meets the other believer and then he says assalamu alaykum, and then he takes his hand and shakes his hand, the both of their sins fall off like leaves fall from a tree. Allahu Akbar. But as for the man shaking the hand of a woman who he should not be shaking, like his boss on the job, or some woman that he grew up with, or a sister shaking the hand of a man that is not her husband or her father, Aisha radiallahu anha said, "ما مست يد رسول الله يد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يد امرأة إلا يملكها." رواه البخاري. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's left hand never ever ever touched the hand of a woman that he didn't possess. Never. And in another narration submitted by At-Tabarani, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said, "It would be better for a man to be stuck in his head with an iron spike than to touch a woman that is not lawful for him." Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Another means, brothers and sisters, for the forgiveness of sins is the example that we have in the collection of Al-Bukhari and Muslim and Abu Dawood with an authentic chain, is the being kind and gentle and generous to animals, feeding the birds, feeding dogs, giving water to a dog, feeding Harry, this cat that's outside, as you see in the front. All of these things and good treatment to animals can be a means of atonement for sins. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "بينما رجل يمشي بطريق إذا اشتد عليه العطش فوجد بئرا فنزل فشرب وخرج فإذا بكلب يلهث يأكل الثرى من العطش فقال الرجل لقد بلغ هذا الكلب من العطش مثل الذي بلغ مني فنزل البئر فملأ خفه ثم أمسكه بفيه حتى رقى فسقى الكلب فشكر الله له فغفر له." That while a man was walking in the road, he was overcome because of extremity of heat, he became extremely thirsty. Then he found a bir, a well. So he descended the well and drank from it. And as he was coming out, he saw a dog that was panting and waning from the heat, eating from the ground, the dirt from the ground, because of extreme thirst. Then the man said, "This dog has come and he is very thirsty. And the thirst has reached such a height greater than the thirst that I've had. So he went back into the well, and he filled his khuf, his socks. And then he took hold of the mouth of the dog. And then he poured the water into the mouth of the dog, into the dog's thirst was quenched. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after giving thanks to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him of his sin. So those individuals in this masjid that are feeding Harry outside, alhamdulillah, may Allah forgive you of your sin. As for those things among the tahara and the salah, we know in conclusion, brothers and sisters, that al-wudu is a means of removal of sin. From Uthman ibn Affan and radiallahu anhum, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء خرجت خطاياه من جسده حتى تخرج من تحت أظفاره. الله أكبر. Whoever makes wudu and makes it well, whoever makes wudu and makes it well, makes it according to the Quran and the authenticated Sunnah, paying attention to all the spots on their body they're supposed to wash, making sure that every spot is touched with water, not using very little and not using too much, being moderate between the two, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he's making the wudu, and then leaving that wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove his sins. His sins will be removed from him, from his entire body, so much so that they will be removed. And no one knew this until the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said it, indicating to us that there are sins even under our fingernails, even to the point where the sins will be removed from beneath your fingernails. And again, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, إذا توضأ العبد المسلم أو المؤمن فغسل وجهه خرج من وجهه كل خطيئة نظر إليها بعينيه مع الماء فإذا غسل يديه خرج من يديه كل خطيئة كان بطشها يداه من مع الماء فإذا غسل رجليه خرجت كل خطيئة مستها رجلاه مع الماء حتى يخرج نقيا من الذنوب. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, when a slave, a Muslim or a mu'min, washes his face in the course of ablution, every single sin he contemplated with his eyes will be washed away from his face along with the water, or with the last drop of water. When he washes his hands, every single sin he committed with his hands will be erased from his hands with the water or with the last drop of water. And when he washes his feet, every sin towards which his feet has walked will be washed away with water or with the last drop of the water, with the result that he comes out pure, completely pure, naqiyan min az-zunub, from every single sin. And this, once again, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, is only for the person who performs the wudu correctly. Not those individuals who splash the water on themselves or are unmindful of the rudiments and the principles of wudu. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار وبعد. As we mentioned in the last khutbah, the preceding week from today, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His glorious book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And surely Allah is Al-Ghafoor Al-Rahim. And we cited some examples of the many examples from the Book of Allah and the authenticated Sunnah of our beloved Prophet and from the way of our rightly guided predecessors, the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, on the many various ways that we can be forgiven for our sins. We cited things as simple as feeding an animal or as simply as shaking your brother's hand after giving the salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the sins. We also mentioned wudu. Today we'd like to continue with some of these things that if the Muslim does them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove their sins. And as we mentioned last week, that removal takes place in two types. Number one, al-mahu, which is to erase the sin altogether. And the second is at-tabdeel, which is to exchange a bad sin for a good sin. That when a sin is committed, I should say not a bad sin, but a good deed. One of the other ways that we are allowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy to us to remove sins is as-salah. When the Muslim performs the salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes sins. On the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أرأيتم لو أن نهرا بباب أحدكم يغتسل فيه كل يوم خمسا ما تقول ذلك يبقى من درنه قالوا لا يبقى من درنه شيئا قال فذلك مثل الصلوات الخمس يمحو الله به الخطايا رواه البخاري ومسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that he heard the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam saying, what do you think about if there was a river at the door of each one of you, and every single day you bathed in it five times? What would you say? Would there be any filth or any dirty things on you after you washed in those five rivers that were at the door of your house? And the companions of the Messenger of Allah said, لا يبقى من درنه شيئا. It wouldn't be anything of filth. Five rivers in front of your house. You had to go through one river, then the next, then the next, then the next, and then the fifth one. It said, لا يبقى من درنه شيئا. There wouldn't be any filth. So the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام said, فذلك مثل الصلوات الخمس. And this is the same example for the five daily obligatory prayers. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْخَطَايَا. Allah erases and effaces by those five obligatory prayers the sin. And on the authority of Abu Huraira again, in a hadith collected by Imam Muslim and al-Tirmidhi with an authentic chain, that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة كفارة لما بينهن ما لم تغش الكبائر. That the five daily prayers, الصبح or الفجر, الظهر, العصر, المغرب and العشاء, and from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, is a kafara for everything that is between them. It's an atonement. Whatever you did between last Jumu'ah and this Jumu'ah, or between the five salawat, the five daily prayers, it is an atonement for from one to the other, an atonement and an expiation of your sins, if they weren't the major ones. As long as they weren't the major ones. كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, as the Messenger of Allah stated. Also walking to the houses of Allah subhanahu, walking to the buyut of Allah, the masjid, with the intention of making the obligatory prayer. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu salam said, a man's prayer in congregation is more valuable than 20 degrees and some above them as compared with his salah in his house or in his marketplace. But when he performs ablution, doing it well, then goes out to the masjid with the intention of making the obligatory salah, which is incumbent upon all male Muslims, and he is impelled to do so only by the love of that congregational prayer, he has no other objective before him but the salah, he does not take a step without being raised a degree for it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and having a sin removed for it until he enters the masjid. And when he is busy in the salah after having entered the masjid, the malaika, the angels, continue to invoke blessings and ask for forgiveness for him as long as he is in his salah or in his place of worship, saying, the angels saying, Allahumma salli alayhi, Allahumma arhamhu, O Allah, send mercy upon him, O Allah, forgive him, O Allah, pardon him, accept his repentance. And then the angels continue to supplicate for the individual, so as long as he doesn't harm anyone, and as long as his ablution wasn't broken. Rawahu Muslim. One of the other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the sins from us is the saying of Ameen. When the Imam says, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, and then he says Ameen, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam told us to say Ameen, and he said, فإنه من وافق قول قول الملائكة غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. He said, whoever Ameen is in consonant or catches in agreement with the Ameen of the Imam and thereby the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him of his past sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him of his past sins. Whoever's Ameen can coincide with the Ameen of the Imam, therefore coinciding with the Ameen of the angels, because they're making salat with you, whoever can do this, following the Messenger of Allah's order alayhi salatu wasalam to us, then Allah will forgive them of their past sins. There needs to be a note made on this point. Two things. Number one, unfortunately, in the vast regions of this world, the vast majority of the Muslims are not doing this. They're saying, when the Imam says walad-dallin, they're saying Ameen before the Imam. Therefore, number one, they are disobeying the direct order of the Messenger of Allah by saying it with the Imam. And number two, they blow the blessing of being forgiven for their sins. It is the instruction of the Prophet that when the Imam says Ameen, you wait for him to say Ameen and then you rush to catch his Ameen. But saying it before him, after he says walad-dallin, your sins won't be forgiven. And the Jews, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, there are two things that they don't envy you in anything more, and that is saying assalamu alaykum and saying Ameen. Also, salatul jum'ah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, man tawadda'a fa ahsana al-wudu thumma ata al-jum'ah fastama'a wa ansat غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة وزيادته ثلاثة أيام ومن مس الحطى فقد لغى. رواه مسلم. Whoever makes the wudu and makes the wudu well, then he goes to the Jum'ah salah, and then he listens and he's quiet, doesn't give the salam. He doesn't speak to the person on the right and the left of him. He doesn't gossip. He doesn't do anything of the sort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him of his sins for that which between that Jum'ah and the next Jum'ah. And then the Prophet increased it by saying, وَزِيَادَتُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. And ten, by his statement saying, and 3 days increased, from the 7 days plus the 3 days, makes it 10 complete. Al-Ashr al-Kamila. 10 days. There's an increase. If the person can do this, from Jum'ah to Jum'ah, and then the Prophet said, was a ziyadah, was an increase of 3 days. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, and whoever is playing with pebbles, whoever is playing with stones, fucking the pebbles, and some of the ulama say, playing with the lint on the floor, looking at the lint on his shirt, fumbling with his fingers, twiddling his fingers, playing with his beard, playing with the khimar, all of these things they include, فَقَدْ لَغَى. Then he has done something that is in direct opposition to what the Prophet said. He has done something that is an extreme thing, and therefore he may be committing a sin. Qiyamul layl, standing up at night. The Muslim, when they stand up at night with sincere intention to please Allah and see His face, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He says in His glorious book, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They were in the habit of sleeping a little, describing those who have taqwa, that they shall have this Jannah, they shall have a Jannah with springs. And what their Lord will give them is because they used to stand up at night and sleep a little, and in the hours of the early dawn, and they prayed for the forgiveness for their sins from their Lord. And the Prophet ﷺ said, in a hadith collected by Imam al-Hakim, al-Bayhaqi with an authentic chain, عليكم بقيام الليل فإنه دأب الصالحين قبلكم وقربة إلى الله تعالى ومنهاة عن الإثم وتكفير للسيئات ومطردة للداء من الجسد. That you should partake, the Prophet said, in the night prayer. You should stand up at night. For surely it is a custom and a characteristic of the righteous individuals before you. It is a means of gaining nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means of prohibiting the sins, and it is also an atonement for the sins. And it is a means of repelling or driving away illnesses from the body. It is a means of repelling and driving out illnesses of the body. Standing up at night in salah. Also, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has instructed us, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. This is in reference to standing up in the month of Ramadan specifically. Whoever stands making the salah in Ramadan at night, إيمانا واحتسابا, with full unadulterated faith and seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them of their past sins. And he said again, من يقوم ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. That whoever stands on Laylatul Qadr, whoever stands on Laylatul Qadr with perfectly pure, unadulterated iman, seeking the reward for what they are doing from their Lord and seeking His face, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have His sins removed. He will be forgiven for all the past sins. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, we'd like to cite two more examples of the ways and the road to having our sins removed and being forgiven for our sins. There are many, many ways we could have cited, but these two final examples, I think, will hit home this discussion of sins being removed. And it is so simple and so easy that every single Muslim should rush to learn this method of removing sin. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in two separate narrations, and one of them combined in the one, that whoever, when they finish their food, says, "Praise be to Allah who has spared me." The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in two separate narrations, and one of them combined in the one, that whoever, when they finish their food, says, "Praise be to Allah who has spared me without any power or strength on my own," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet said, all their past sins are forgiven. Alhamdulillah alladhi qata'amani wa razaqnihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah. Whoever says this after they finish eating, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them of their sins. And in the same hadith, he said, whoever puts on their clothes and says, Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani, kasani wa razaqnihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah, if he says, "Praise be to Allah, the one who has clothed me from no power or no strength on my own part," Allah will forgive them of their sins. Every time you put on your style, brothers, every time you put on your pants, every time, sister, you put on your jilbab, every time you put on your overgarment, every time you put on your khimar, your sneakers, your shoes, whatever, every morsel of food you eat and you drink after you say it, Allah will forgive you for your sins. Just that simple. We need to learn these methods, brothers and sisters in Islam. We need to participate and perform these things as much as we can. All of these things and many more, we need to try to do them, especially in this month, the last Jum'ah of Ramadan. We need to pile up these good deeds and ask Allah to give us the way to the road of removing our sins, so we face these sins, to remove all of these things that every human being does, every Muslim. None of us is exempt from committing sins. So we should remember these things and ask Allah to increase this in our hearts, the desire to have these sins removed. And we should ask Allah constantly to forgive us of our sins while we're doing these things. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكننا من الخاسرين